And one day, a young man came in as a visitor, and he had such a beautiful voice that the monks felt ashamed. And one by one, they stopped singing, and they allowed the young man who knew the service well to sing it. Well, at night, the abbot went to bed feeling really pleased, a fantastic service, he thought. And God spoke to him and said, "Where were you? Where were you and your brothers? I just didn't see you this evening. Where was this, what happened to the service? There was no service." And the abbot said, "It was a fantastic service. We had this young man. He sang beautifully." "Ah, that was a problem," said God. "You didn't." Remember that. It doesn't matter how well you sing. We can't all be like Margaret. But what you do is important. And that's what this service is about. And for those who are going to listen to this service on the internet, let me just say, we started with a hymn of praise. The function is to praise God, and that's what we're here for. And it echoed Psalm 150 and repeated the idea of love, which is a key Christian concept. And you'll see this going right through the service and indeed all our services. How many of our hymns go back to something from the Bible? Margaret, I think, referred to that. And if you want, sometime, look in your hymn book. You'll see it lists where the hymns have come from. And you'll be surprised how many come from the Bible. And then we sang the confession in Greek. And you may not know, the original church liturgy was in Greek. It was then translated into Latin so the people of Western Europe could understand it, and therefore it's right and proper, it's now in English. Then we sang a hymn which affirmed our faith, and that came from another psalm, Psalm 139. And in that, we reminded ourselves how God is everywhere, a lesson, remember, that Jonah learned when he tried to escape from God. And then our reading from the oldest hymn book in the world, the Book of Psalms. And then the choir, the prayer for all choristers. So that's how far we've got. And now it's your turn. So if you stand, we're going to sing the first two hymns that we have here. Not all the hymns as you know them, but "Be still for the presence of the Lord, and in Christ alone my hope is found," those two in succession. "For the presence of the Lord, the Holy One is here. Come bow before him Now, if you think of what you've just sung, that first hymn was a reminder of why we're here. This is the house of God. Now, I know the first hymn we sung today, we reminded ourselves of God, or rather the second hymn, that God is everywhere. But God, we believe, is specially in this place. And when we are here, as we will see next week, God is here, because God is in us. And when we're together, God is with us. Now, God is with us everywhere, but here we are specially aware of God. That's the difference. If you want to think of it, there's God. He's always looking down at us. But are we always looking up at him? We can't be. But here we are. So God is with us. And then the second hymn is an affirmation of everything that we stand for. That's why we're here. We're not here as a group of oddbods who've come along because this is like a history society, our club that we attend because we get some sort of thing from it. We're here because of what God did for us. And that's what we've just said. Here in the death of Christ, I live. That's why we're here. And that's what we should always remember. And that's something perhaps that we don't really think about. And can I say, and I'm sure Bridget will agree with me, and Jean will, great effort goes into the selection of the hymns that we sing every week. If you're here early, I know that's a big if for some of our congregation, but if you're here early, read the hymns. Look at the words. The words are important. And usually when we're singing, we're too busy singing to think of what we're singing. Now let's stand up again and do the next two hymns.
Thank you.
Catechese, which was the third hymn, song, sorry. There's a difference between songs and hymns to do with the meter of the music. The musicians will explain. I don't know the difference. Tese reminds us of two very important things about the Christian Church. The first, that it's ecumenical, because Tese is an ecumenical centre. And when we, in this little church here, are meeting, we are part of a very much bigger body. All right, there are 40, 50 people here. But around the world at this moment, there are millions of people praying to God in the Christian tradition, in different churches. Even in Lee, there are hundreds of Christians at this moment in church. And that's useful for us to remember. We are part of a much wider body. And secondly, it's international. The church is throughout the world. You cannot go anywhere on this planet without being somewhere near a Christian church of some kind. And those who've travelled, people like Richard, will confirm that. Have you ever been unable to get to a church on Sunday? No. Is there anyone here who's been anywhere where they've been unable to get to a church on Sunday morning, if they wish? Two. Where were you? Saudi. Ah, yes. Riyadh, you could find a church. Ah, you see, you didn't look hard enough. Ian?
Well, I just thought there's a sailor on ships, and I've been 6 months in an oil tank, and we didn't carry a truck.
Didn't you have a room dedicated? Ah, word with the captain. Then the second hymn, and that we chose deliberately. It's one of my favourite hymns, but it's about emotion. And I remember telling Bridget off, because she took away what was going to be this sermon originally, about God in emotion, emotion being a gift that God has given us as human beings, and music is emotional. This, most of our worship, most of our hymns are about joy, and as Christians we are joyous, we enjoy life together. We enjoy the fact that God is there, who loves us, and that Jesus saved us. But there is another side to life. And it's very important to remember that almost every week there is someone we know who is in mourning. And I can tell you, there is no worse place to be on a Sunday morning if you are mourning and no one knows. In church, when everyone is singing happily, you can feel that the service has got nothing for you. I've experienced that, and I'm sure others of you have experienced that. And so I say, don't forget, ever, that the person next to you or the person behind you may actually be in sorrow. And our music reflects that, and this hymn, Be Still My Soul, is about that. That's why we chose it. But remember too, it's not, we're Christians. The worst funeral I ever went to was for a friend of mine who's a politician, but he was an atheist. And his only hope for the future was that he stood for would continue. And I thought to myself as I listened to that service, oh dear, there is something terribly sad about this service. That hope that we all have as Christians is missing. And it's important that we should remember that. And the last two lines of this, well, the last three lines of this hymn, sorrow forgotten, love's pure joy restored. Be still, my soul, when change and tears are past, all safe and blessed, we shall meet at last. Remember that when you are sad, bereaved, mourning. That is the Christian message. Now, I'm going to now quickly run through the last three hymns that we have, one in the sermon, two afterwards. The choir in a moment, when I tell them, when I give them permission, is going to sing Ubi Caritas. Reminder that for many, many centuries, if you have been coming to church, you would have been listening to a Latin service. So we've had Greek, we've had English, and you're going to have Latin. Don't say you don't learn anything here. And then the closing hymn is that fantastic piece which we've already referred to once, Psalm 150, but you're going to have the full Monty with music, every type of musical instrument you can think of. And then at the end, to show you, as we began with the confession in music, we're going to have the blessing in music, and the choir is going to do that. So now I'm going to leave this place that I find very uncomfortable, this pulpit, hand over to the choir and back to Britain.